This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Zika virus is now beginning to infect many areas of the entire planet via the globalist tool known as the Rio Olympics. That's all coming out in the special report. And then Donald Trump has responded to the false claim he's dropping out. We're going to be breaking that down on the other side of the break and a lot more on this Friday, August 5th, 2016, Global Transmission. I'm Alex Jones, your host, and Infowars.com is undoubtedly the very front line when it comes to fighting for human liberty worldwide.
Just 4 days to go before the opening ceremony of the 2016 Rio Olympics, an Olympics that is already appearing to be a perfect storm for a major terrorist event. On Sunday evening, a robot was sent into the Americana Stadium to detect a suspicious toolbox. An explosion was heard soon after the robot went in. No injuries were reported. Americana Stadium will be hosting the opening and closing ceremonies of the 2016 Olympic Games. Was this a test? Why did a toolbox have an explosive in it 4 days before the opening ceremonies? The globalist fingerprints are all over the entire debacle. The International Atomic Energy Agency provided high-tech radiation monitors in order to detect a dirty bomb, while the United Nations claims ISIS has a high probability of dropping a dirty bomb on the Olympics due to the weak security. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization downplayed the threat of the Zika virus in order to bring more unsuspecting Olympians and foreigners to the potential hell pit. Sidney Levy, CEO of the Rio 2016 committee, has been on a media blitz, reassuring the world that there is no threat of the Zika virus that is exploding in Rio.
The winter just started in Rio. It's a proved fact. Every year we measure that, and the winter months, there's no mosquitoes whatsoever.
However, Dr. Amir Adaran, writing for the Harvard Public Health Review, says otherwise. Dr. Adaran wrote, Brazil's Zika problem is inconveniently not ending. The outbreak that began in the country's northeast has reached Rio de Janeiro, where it is flourishing. Clinical studies are also mounting that Zika infection is associated not just with the pediatric microcephaly and brain damage, but also adult conditions such as Guillain-Barré syndrome and acute disseminated encephalomyelitis, which are debilitating and sometimes fatal. Simply put, Zika infection is more dangerous and Brazil's outbreak more extensive than scientists reckoned a short time ago, which leads to a bitter truth. The 2016 Olympic and Paralympic Games must be postponed, moved, or both as a precautionary concession. Dr. Adaran goes on to mention five reasons the games must be postponed. First, Rio de Janeiro's suspected Zika cases are the highest of any state in Brazil, 26,000, and its Zika incidence rate is the fourth worst, 157 per 100,000. And contrary to Mr. Levy, Rio has never experienced a winter with Zika before. In Rio de Janeiro, dengue cases in the first quarter of 2016 are a shocking six-fold higher than a year ago, with the startling baseline of Aedes-borne disease so much higher this year than last, it is far from guaranteed that the coming winter's ebb will make a safe environment for the games. Second, although Zika virus was discovered nearly 70 years ago, the viral strain that recently entered Brazil is clearly new, different, and vastly more dangerous than old Zika. Third, while Brazil's Zika inevitably will spread globally given enough time, viruses always do, it helps nobody to speed that up. In particular, it cannot possibly help when an estimated 500,000 foreign tourists flock into Rio for the games, potentially becoming infected and returning to their homes where both local Aedes mosquitoes and sexual transmission can establish new outbreaks. Fourth, when, not if, the games speed up Zika's spread, the already urgent job of inventing new technologies to stop it becomes harder. By spreading the virus faster and farther, the games steal away the very thing, time, that scientists and public health professionals need to build such defenses. Fifth, proceeding with the games violates what the Olympics stands for. The International Olympic Committee writes that Olympism seeks to create social responsibility and respect for universal fundamental ethical principles. But how socially responsible or ethical is it to spread disease? The globalists behind this are willing to create a worldwide epidemic as an act of controlled folly that will begin incubating in just 4 days on your local idiot box. John Bowne for InfoWars.com.
All of it perfectly timed. Spread Zika.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you with code 1151 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to harrys.com now and enter code 1151 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's harrys.com. Code 1151.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Fifth day of August 2016, worldwide transmission. We got 3 months and change, 90-something days from the 2016 major general election. And so much stands in the balance. We're talking about upwards of 3, 4, maybe even 5 Supreme Court justices. We're talking about the Trans-Pacific Partnership that the bipartisan Republicans and Democrats say they're going to foist upon us, even though we're not allowed to read it. And so much more. Obama has been acting outside of law, opening up our borders. Hillary admits she's coming after our guns. She's also come out in a new speech and said she does plan to raise taxes on the middle class. It's incredible. It's an incredible time to be alive. And then we've got Khan going on international Islamic television saying Allah is tripping up Mr. Trump. Well, only if Allah is really the devil, because the establishment globalist system that is in the news today legalizing human-animal splices in the U.S. It's already been going on. The very groups selling baby parts, they're the ones that don't like Mr. Trump. So how could any supposed Muslim claim that they're following God's commandments, the Ten Commandments? I know Muslims say they follow that and support all this. Obama's daughter has been videotaped and photographed twerking, shaking her butt in a sexually suggestive way, simulating the act of sex. And he's come out and said, listen, women aren't supposed to be all reserved. They shouldn't have to be demure. Let women be open and free and libertine, laissez-faire. Well, I say women have the right to do what they want as long as they don't hurt anybody. I agree with Obama. The problem is that he promotes the most hardcore forms of Islamic Sharia law that the Wahhabis push and gets massive amounts of money from them. That's what's so hypocritical about all this and throwing thousands of homosexuals off roofs just in the liberation of Egypt that our media promoted as a wonderful thing. The Muslim Brotherhood liberating it from the freedoms it had previously. Very, very serious situation. Homeland Security is announcing domestic spy drones. They've always been doing it the last decade. The media would say we were conspiracy theorists, but that's being announced today. That's some of the headlines up on DrudgeReport.com. Some of the stories up on Infowars.com. Harry Reid wants CIA to give Trump fake intelligence briefings. What, kind of like you give the American people? Because, you know, Trump can't be trusted. He's not a globalist selling the country out. These globalists that have sold us out to the communist Chinese, Reid's even worse than Hillary, they're the custodians of the country. They can be trusted. They're the good people. But let me get to the main issue. And I shot a special report that's going to be up the next hour at Infowars.com right before I went live on air today. And that's the fact that there is a giant hoax that's been going for 48 hours that Donald Trump is going to drop out of the race, and that there's been an intervention by the Republican Party and by Rince Priebus and everybody else meeting with Trump, and that they're trying to get him to step down. Now, it's the Republican Party and Democratic Party at the highest levels putting this out. Then the Republicans come out and say he is the nominee, he will be the nominee, to act like they're not part of it. They couldn't steal the nomination from the American people like they did Sanders on the Democratic side, so they're trying to create the illusion that he's not in the race. Where did I hear that before? Ben Carson. Again, 5:30, 6 o'clock in the afternoon, the heavy voting starting. He's in second place in voting, feels good. Gets on a plane to go to the next state. While he's in the air for 2.5 hours, where was he flying? It was Florida. While he's in the air for 2.5 hours, they announce, oh, we talked to him. He did step down. And he said he endorses Cruz, the tweets were saying, and oh, then a bunch of people flipped for Cruz, and Cruz got second place. Cruz later had to admit that his campaign head did indeed do that, and he had to step down. Now, fast forward to June 18th of this year, Politico, the New York Times, they all ran with it as a beta test. And they all announced in different news articles, Trump is stepping down. Trump is dropping out due to not being able to raise money. He'd only raised $60 million so far in the months before. And then you read deeper in the articles, they had to get a response from Trump. He says, this story's a total fabrication from you and Politico, as usual. The New York billionaire sent an email sent by his campaign manager. I will never leave the race. Nobody has enough money to pay me to leave the race. And if they did, it would be totally illegal anyway. Did Obama and the Clintons get you to write this garbage? Now, what's funny is, this was the 16th. A little less than a month later, in fact, almost a month later to the day, the Hillary emails come out on the eve of the RNC on the 15th, a month after this, 29 days after this. And it's her directing Politico, Associated Press, ABC, NBC, MSNBC on what to say and what to do and how to attack Trump and how to attack Sanders and how to send their people dressed like Sanders supporters who attack Trump people, so those two sides would fight with each other. Positioning herself in the general election to inoculate psychologically Sanders supporters to hate Trump people, which is not happening. In mass, they're going to Trump. He was 10 points ahead in major polls that were skewed, probably 15, 20 points ahead. So now they start sampling 15% more Democrats in all the major polls are now doing this. Reuters and others led the way to then give her a lead. I mean, wow. Now to create the perception those polls are real, they announce he's sliding, losing support. They have a big string of rhino Republicans and neocons, all the usual suspects, the Rockefeller Republicans, from John McCain to Kristol, just everybody, coming out against Trump. They have Gingrich come out and say, oh, yeah, there is interventions. He is in trouble. The trusted little buddy. But you notice Trump didn't pick as his VP, even though he's offered $300 million by Adelson, the casino owner, at the end. And that's been confirmed. So now they're running the Cheyenne hoax. And Trump came out Wednesday night, a few hours into this, and said, we've never been more unified. Everything's great. He didn't want to add fuel to it. He didn't want to give it power and say, of course I'm not dropping out. Well, now he needs to. And that's what I've said. On air and off air. I know some of his advisors are like, oh, that makes us look weak. You know, look, they're putting that out everywhere. You have to say, how dare you come out and claim I'm dropping out when in many polls and in swing states I'm 10 points ahead, like Florida. How dare you, with these fake Reuters polls and others, sample 15% more Democrats to skew it and give her a 10-point lead when I really have a 5-point. Even those skewed polls. And how dare you do what you did to Ben Carson and come out and announce I'm dropping out to create the illusion that all you've got's Hillary. How dare you? I want an apology from all these different mainstream media outlets and the Democrat and Republican Party pulling this latest scam. No wonder I think you're going to try to rig the general election. You tried to rig the primary against me. Says that? They're in deep trouble. Now, some thinking is, let them run this hoax. Let them get even more extreme and claim that his wife's a prostitute and he's a racist and he's dropping out and he's bankrupt and all the rest of this and he's a Russian spy and just let it percolate and have Trump still standing there and come out later and talk about it. And again, there's some thinking that this is the establishment destroying itself right now and that there's going to be a backlash to it. And I tend to think that that is the case, but still, I would counter it right up front, not wait for it to basically percolate, because it's meant, and here's the key. He raised $60 million, spent another 60-something of his own. That's 120-plus million up until last month. After that RNC event and that incredible speech and his incredible family and the other speakers, he raised $97 million in the last 3 weeks, and they went into complete panic mode because he'd be able to raise billions in the next 7-8 weeks. He's proven that he can go outside the system and do it. He's incredible. What a maverick. And so that's why they are in conniption fit deception mode right now. So people keep saying, where's Donald Trump's statement? When they first floated it, believe me, Politico is the heart of the system now with disinfo. When they first floated this, he said, this story is a total fabrication from you and Politico as usual, the New York billionaire said in an email sent by the campaign manager. I will never leave the race. Nobody has enough money to pay me to leave the race. And if they did, it would be totally illegal. Did Obama and the Clintons get you to write this garbage? And, of course, we got the emails 1 month later on the eve of the RNC that, indeed, this was the case. So there is Trump's response back to the future. And they're going to continue to push this. They're going to continue to put out outrageous stuff. Remember they put out that he raped a 16-year-old girl in Houston and it was all a made-up name and a made-up person? We told you here first it was made up. 2 days before the media had to put in the back of the paper, okay, that was a fake name, a fake lawsuit. I could go down and file a fake lawsuit, pro se, at the Travis County Courthouse in Austin, Texas, by Easter Bunny Jones and claim that Donald Trump raped me while riding a purple rhinoceros. Now, it's totally not true, but it doesn't matter. The mainstream media would probably go with it if I made it sound more realistic. And I said my name was, say, you know, Will Smith. And, you know, Donald Trump did something to me. They would run with it because this is what they're doing. And I've never seen anything like it. It's incredible. And it shows how desperate these globalist criminals are that have hijacked their nation that they're doing this. When we return, Remember about a week and a half ago, I got up here on air. Well, it was less than that. It was Saturday. And I put out the emergency message to Trump about how they tried to steal it from him, but he had a landslide, so they couldn't stop him. They did steal it from Sanders, and how they got all these illegals voting, and how they're allowing him to register to vote, and that he needs to make a big issue out of that. And, of course, he did, because he already sees what I see. And they had a conniption fit over that. But let me tell you, he knows what he's doing. We'll talk about it when we come back.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, in recognition of the July 4th holiday, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free, if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you, with code 1151 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to harrys.com now and enter code 1151 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's harrys.com. Code 1151.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
By the union, that big business man, and it's going out of that dinosaur. Why they used to grow food in Kansas, then they want to roll on the moon to eat it raw. I can see the day coming where even your whole government is gonna be against the law.
All right. about. We are obviously going to be putting out more special reports documenting the fact that there has been organized crime against this country. There are federal and state election laws that say one person, one vote. There's the Civil Rights Act and so many other serious laws in play that it is, on average, a very serious felony to steal someone's vote or imply they're voting, but then to misdirect them or to not accept that vote. And I don't need the constitutional lawyers to know that, but we're actually going to be interviewing them and putting reports together and showing this to everybody. Delegates on horseback used to be pledged, then they would ride in and they would vote for who they had pledged. That's the way this system works. In a modern sense, they have changed the rules to claim that they can disregard the popular vote. But that wasn't until 1972 for the Democrats, 1976 for the Republicans. And I know for an audience, you already know this. I know I've hammered this. But the general public still doesn't understand this. And they still don't understand what happened in 10 major states that he won by landslides. In other states, they were engaged in election fraud against Sanders and stole it from him as well. Because you'd have exit polls showing 10-15% more for Sanders, but Hillary still won. That's unprecedented. How Hillary Clinton clinched the nomination on a day nobody voted. And then Zero Hedge links to the Associated Press, the New York Daily News, and others, where they met the night before at the rich donor's house with the AP and others, and then they decided how she would win and what numbers to put out the next day. And some decided to be Bernie people. So, you know, there'd be percentages. Isn't that cute? Like a little tea party, musical chairs. So Obama comes out. In fact, I'm going to play that clip first. In a press conference yesterday and says, you know what? Trump's wrong that we have rigged elections. That's funny. That doesn't happen. That's a conspiracy theory. Local governments and local media and local communities, because he knows full well how it works. It was called Voter News Services till the mid-90s over lawsuits. It was owned by the Associated Press, which itself has been controlled by the CIA since the 40s, late 40s. And they will take the different conglomerates, and then they will announce who wins. And they've been caught stealing elections over and over and over again in key swing states. Remember 1996, what happened in Arizona? The exit polls all showed Buchanan with massive triple digit. And by triple digit, I mean not 10, not 20, but 30 plus percentage points. So this is what we're dealing with. And I have been sitting here watching it for 25 years from the grassroots level. 25 years ago, I was at the election center downtown in Austin, Texas, watching election fraud, experiencing it with my own eyeballs, with Pat Buchanan getting 70-80% of the vote in the Republican primary, and on the nightly news, he didn't even get 10%. I remember staying up till midnight, and there it was, Buchanan with nothing. And I was there at the main center looking, getting the sheets ready, getting them all stacked up to go on the computer. Pat Buchanan bubbled in at the top. Pat Buchanan bubbled in. You couldn't find people other than Pat Buchanan, hardly. Then I talked to everybody else. I said, have you seen Pat Buchanan? They're like, yeah. You stick it in the computer. It goes on a computer tape. And by the time it came out, it was something else. And then he wants to get up here and act like this is crazy. This is bizarre. This is weird. Here is the president being forced to respond. See, this is how Trump is changing the narrative. And it's how InfoWars is changing the narrative. We're not just going to lie down, Obama.
Of course the elections will not be rigged. What does that mean?
Of course Obamacare's free.
The federal government doesn't run the election process.
That's right, AP does.
States and cities and communities all across the country, they're the ones who set up the voting systems and the voting booths.
They don't even have a name now.
If Mr. Trump is suggesting that there is a conspiracy theory that is being propagated across the country, including in places like Texas, where typically it's not Democrats who are in charge of voting booths. That's ridiculous. That doesn't make any sense.
Oh.
I don't think any.
They do not like the Texan, do they? Wonder who that's a message to. Oh, boy. Here's another one. Why the AP called it for Clinton? Politico. The night before. Oh, but there's no election fraud. Clinton has delegates to win Democratic nomination. AP. We don't need any votes the day before. The AP announces the winner. Okay? That's how it works.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
You notice now the president
Alex
has to respond info.
And the GCN radio network.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Big responsibility here at the Info War. But El Presidente has been forced to respond in veiled grimaces. We're here to wage war on corruption, to crash the lies and disinformation, to rally patriots against the technocracy. Not just here in the United States or North America, but worldwide. And humans promoting commerce and free open societies and ideas. True liberals. True progressives. True Renaissance promoters. In the end, will defeat the globalists and all their minions. Ignorance and dependency is the ocean in which they swim. Enlightenment. Empowerment and the stars is the sea in which we live. Their system is destined to fall. Humanity is destined with God's good graces to rise. We must take that destiny and birthright in our hands. Now, let's go back to this clip in case you missed it. from a press conference with Obama. And, of course, it came out 6 years ago that I'm on the White House enemies list with Matt Drudge. And I have gotten to experience being on the enemies list. And I can tell you from being at the RNC and other events, the globalists that were there, like Charlie Rose and others, are scared of us. And not scared of us because they think we're going to punch them in the nose. Scared of us because they know we're aware of their operations. And so here's the good news. We have InfoWars. Last Saturday, I put out a special report, my emergency message to Donald Trump about election fraud, challenging him to go public and expose election fraud. Monday, he started doing it word for word. I'm going to stop right there. And not because he's getting his ideas from me, but he concurs with my analysis. And so do his other supporters. It's just common sense. Now, expanding on that, now Obama is being asked about it in press conferences and is having to make a joke about it. So we're elevating the awareness, the consciousness of election fraud. When I'm going to read to you from the Associated Press, how Hillary Clinton clinched the nomination on a day nobody voted. Politico, why the AP called it for Clinton. AP, Clinton has delegates to win Democratic nomination. Hillary and the superdelegates met the night before at a rich patron's home, a super PAC home, and they decided that they were going to go for Hillary before they even had the election the next day, and then magically they had already apportioned the delegates that were going to go for Bernie and those that would go for Hillary so that the public would think they were still actually voting. And in case anybody thought they were going to get uppity and actually have the delegates and superdelegates go with the popular vote, they had to have a meeting the night before to explain it. See, they have to normalize it and act like it's no big deal. It's a psychological warfare technique. Here's the New York Daily News article. Superdelegates will decide who wins the Democratic nomination. So I want to remind folks that when Obama's running around acting like this is kooky to say don't try to steal the general election, they certified that in the 2008 election in Ohio and other states, there was total, complete fraud at the top. But let's go back to what Trump said a month before the emails got released, that Hillary is basically running Politico, the Associated Press, ABC News, MSNBC, CNN, all of them, telling them what to do. That's already been known. I mean, they brag. They give them the questions beforehand and are given what to say. But now we have the emails with them directing it and telling them what to do. And so they have this headline, would Donald Trump really drop out for $150 million? Remember, they put that hoax out. And then the New York Times and Politico and others ask, oh, and then they have former insiders say, oh, of course he would. That's why he's lost hundreds of millions in businesses and lost revenue and boycotts and losing two different TV shows and everything else that made hundreds of millions of dollars because he's a principled man that spent 60-something million of his own money. No, they're putting all this out now because he raised $97 million in 3 weeks. They are totally flipping out. More than he raised in a year and a half before that in 3 weeks. But let's hear what he had to say. This story is a total fabrication from you and Politico, as usual. I will never leave the race. Nobody has enough money to pay me to leave the race. And if they did, it would be totally illegal anyway. Could Obama and the Clintons get you to write this garbage? We should do a story just how Trump was right. In all these emails he would send to media saying, did the Clintons tell you to write this? I bet the Clintons told you to write this, because it turns out they did. And now the Sanders people have had their election stolen from them, and we're here beating the drum saying, we're going to point this out to them so they landslide, cross over, and that's what's starting to happen, and vote for Trump. And so instead they have all these different polls I showed you yesterday from Reuters and others where they will sample 659 Democrats to 450 Republicans, and then, my gosh, Hillary's winning when you sample more Democrats than Republicans. Wow, that's crazy. That'd be like if I had scales and I put 65 pounds on one and 45 pounds on the other, the 65-pound side would be on the ground. What? You, really? You mean if I put my finger on the scale, you mean Hillary wins? And they run around, oh, she's winning, Trump's dropping out, is his wife's a prostitute, he's racist, he's mean to people in Scotland. By the way, I've investigated the whole Scotland story, and I've got some Scottish background in me, great, hardworking, tough, smart people, Mama Hines 57. But you know any Scot will tell you they're the biggest tightwads and the worst deal with the business anybody probably out there on earth. I mean, any Scot will tell you. And then once you start getting a business deal with them, they're going to try to get the upper hand on you every time. So that's what we're talking about here. It's like with Scots, they say, hey, you want to drink some beer? Are you buying? And, of course, Trump gets that. His mom is Scottish and from Scotland. It's genetic. Trump is predisposed to try to get a better deal over somebody. That's what he does. But he doesn't want to screw over the country or the American people. And he doesn't like seeing the globalists screwing us over. And that's why they're so scared of him, folks. But it turned out when he was buying that golf course, people at first had said they'd be part of it. Then they started trying to get out of it or demand more from him. And he ran over them. Now, I'm not defending the way eminent domain was handled in every case. But the point is, at least they weren't just taking land to give it to globalists, to give it to some Chinese, you know, uranium mine or something. He was building a hotel, building a golf course for people in that area. But it doesn't matter. Is he a communist Chinese agent? No. Did he give weapons to Al-Qaeda and ISIS? No. Is he trying to shut down the free speech and take our Second Amendment? No. And the big news is we now have Obama having to respond to this. This is so good because there's going to be exit poll watchers. There's going to be coverage. In other elections, when exit polls and local precincts are saying one thing, but then they'll announce a state all of a sudden on Fox, CNN, you name it. Oh, the numbers are in. They're projecting. The Associated Press is projecting. Or state officials are projecting a Barack Obama win 2012. And then you go burrow into those areas and you look and it doesn't match up. But by then, dun, 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 yes, Obama reelected. 8 million more people vote, but Mitt Romney gets less votes. You really believe Mitt Romney was less popular than John McCain? Think about that. So let's go ahead and go into that briar patch. There's another headline. Perfect end to Democratic primary. Anonymous superdelegates declare winner through the media. Through the Associated Press. And that was on June 7th. You understand? You get up in the morning, you hear Hillary's won before you even vote. And then Obama wants to sit there when he clearly stole the 2012 election. And by the way, Trump tweeted and wrote letters the day after saying this is clearly fraud. There's no way there were 8 million more votes in the general election and then Mitt Romney got less. They stole it from him. And Trump isn't going to lie down and take it, and neither are we. And that's why Hillary's campaign head calls it dangerous what Trump's saying. No, what you're doing is dangerous. Opening the borders up, bringing in tens of millions more illegals, people with diseases, you name it, not even testing them for their own health, for heaven's sakes, telling us we're racist because we don't like you operating outside the law, and the Supreme Court rules you're breaking the law months ago, and you accelerate bringing the illegals in from all over the world. And say, you'll do whatever you want. Oh, but you would never screw us over like the foreign insurance companies did with Obamacare, written with the Republican establishment. That's why they hate Trump. He wants to repeal it. It's a screw job made in hell. The economy is tanking. It's meant to take 30-something million people out of full-time employment and bring them into part-time. I told the story, and I'm going to play the clip. Back 3-4 years ago, I was going to Barton Springs during the spring and summer and fall almost every day. I don't ever get a chance to go there now. I'm so busy. Well, I learned just nutraceuticals is the way to lose weight instead of doing 2-mile swims and not losing weight. But long story short, I remember the place is huge. It's one of the biggest freshwater pools in the country or the world, really. Everybody knew who I was, and people would say nasty remarks, hardly would talk to me and all this stuff. And then Obamacare kicked in 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago in Travis County in Austin, Texas, and that's a city-owned pool. They got like 50, 60 lock guards. They took them all from 40 hours down to like 20 hours and cut their pay because of Obamacare, and I'm not exaggerating. I had 20 of them or more come up to me in the next month and say, we apologize. We had no idea. We heard you on air, because the show's so popular here in Austin, saying it was going to put us to part-time, and the city told us it wouldn't, but then they did it. I didn't get any pleasure out of them going from being mad at me, oh, there's that right-wing jerk, to, oh my gosh, you're right, we apologize, what do? Your whole world's fake, okay? I'm not a right-winger. There's no such thing. It's a false paradigm. There's a real right and a real left within a controlled system. But outside of it, there's, are you for libertarian freedom or are you for command and control? And then it's, where do you want to be on that spectrum? That was the history of the world for the last 160 years, and they concocted this whole liberal-conservative paradigm to further dumb everything down. But let's go to the president implying, oh, especially out of Texas, obviously a message at yours truly, I mean, they know where the message came from. The White House run Media Matters, you know, freaked out over it. Dozens of newspapers we know have said, oh, God, Trump is quoting Jones. Exactly. And, you know, I think they've already figured that out. So, yes, that is what's happening. For me, it's not a power trip. It is a great responsibility. Because we're dealing with serious criminals here. I mean, they will obviously plan to come after me even more, especially if Hillary's victorious or if Hillary loses. She'll even be more vindictive. I've talked to some experts in international security services, and they say undoubtedly they'd be worried, actually, if she loses. Not if she wins, but I've just got to do this. And InfoWars in 21 years on air is a testament to where you can go and what you can do. Even though we're this unnamed enemy, we would put out reports about the carbon taxes. Now they want to shut down power plants to bankrupt states. And then we get picked up by Drudge and go viral. And then they have the White House come out and say, that guy in Texas is a conspiracy theorist. We don't want carbon taxes. Well, everybody knows they do. So I'm the guy in Texas who's the conspiracy theorist. No, I'm the guy in Texas that knows what I'm talking about. I'm the guy in Texas that actually doesn't go out and party all night or go out and watch movies or go out and play golf all day. And I'm not saying you're bad if you do, if you're a successful person. The point is, most people do the minimum amount of work they can, not me. I'm obsessed with this. I know what I'm talking about. I've proven I do. And they're even more horrified that Donald Trump listens to me and others. Well, we're the opposition to the New World Order. We've done the research. We're not just here making up something we want to believe. We're immersed in the data, immersed in the facts. And now it's up to the listeners of this broadcast to get the word out. This is a hoax that he's dropping out. And there's going to be more hoaxes because we asked him to get involved. We asked him to go up against these criminals. And now we're seeing the full power of the disinformation media used against Trump and his family. So I want to hear people admiring Trump and thanking Trump and appreciating what he's doing, because we're getting to hear about the private Federal Reserve. We're getting to hear about rigged elections. We're getting to hear about one-sided trade deals and Hillary being a communist Chinese spy. We're getting to hear about all of how the mainstream media is involved in deception and how they're coming to an end. Donald Trump has absolutely paid off in spades, in triplicate, on everything he said he'd do. If Donald Trump was a 10-year savings bond, he would be paying back 10,000%. He's an absolute godsend. And that's why they're so scared of him. Now, let's go ahead and go to Obama responding to Trump and InfoWars, particularly, you know, that came out of Texas. The right wingers down there. Oh, yes. The evil people that exposed the 2000 election as a fraud to Al Gore. I don't like Al Gore, but the fact is he did win. They did engage in manipulation. But we're seeing even bigger fraud now by the other side. And the Republican establishment that stole that election is now trying to block Trump. Everyone must vote for Trump. Here's the clip.
Of course the elections will not be rigged. What does that mean?
What does it mean?
The federal government doesn't run the election process.
That's right, the AP does.
States and cities and communities all across the country, they're the ones who set up the voting systems and the voting booths. And if Mr. Trump is suggesting that there is a conspiracy theory that is being propagated across the country, including in places like Texas, where typically it's not Democrats who are in charge of voting booths, that's ridiculous. That doesn't make any sense, and I don't think anybody would take that serious.
You see how he spins all this? First, he makes a nod to InfoWars, and we're putting conspiracy theories out. Then he acts like we're saying there's going to be fraud in Texas because I'm in Texas. I'm talking to the whole country and the whole world. So he makes it all geographic and again, puts disinfo out. He's very highly trained, like the devil, at every level, just to spew disinformation to confuse people. Like, hey, that's a Republican state. Who's claiming there's going to be election fraud there? Well, they are eyeing on stealing in Texas. Because they know Trump's got such a landslide in Florida, he's going to get it. He might even win battleground states like Pennsylvania. He's got Ohio, unless there's total fraud. And the word is that they're thinking about having the Cruz people and others go in and claim that's how Trump lost. Of course, it would have been a theft, but they just want the plausible deniability for the sheeple out there. And then you'll get your Hillary Clinton, as mentally ill as she is.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Right now at DeseretFoodStore.com, get a free one-year supply of food. That's right, a free one-year supply of storable foods. Deseret Food Store has a 30-year shelf life, is GMO-free, has no MSG, and is the highest quality of food on the planet. For the next 20 callers, buy a full year supply of food and get one free. That's right, buy one and get one free. Call 801-444-1444. Again, that's 801-444-1444.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
By the way, I haven't even gotten it. $400 million on an airplane illegally flown to the Iranians that Obama had lied about previously. So the media turns it into Trump getting confused by the news showing supposed footage of the plane when it wasn't footage. That's the media getting that wrong. But see, oh, Trump has a crooked toenail. He reported on it a little bit wrong about what video he saw, so that's what matters, not Obama engaging in the crime. And I was just watching Hillary during a press conference, or more of a press statement. They're totally rigged, and she looks like hell warmed over. She looks worse than she's ever looked. So I think time is basically running out for her. But I was talking to Don Salazar. Why do you think Obama is making comments about Texas? Well, that's because the media is all fully aware of the fact that when they talk about what we're doing, they say, oh, the conspiracy theory out of Texas. That's how they, that's the agreed upon language. Because we're so dangerous, they dare not say our name. The conspiracy theory out of Texas that Hillary had superdelegates till the election, that's admitted fact. That we've had major election fraud in this country, a major fact. And see, they don't know how to deal with it. We had mainstream media at the DNC and RNC just marveling at our readership and our traffic and the fact that it just keeps coming true what we say. Because, see, our narrative is actually truth-based. We don't get talking points from on top. We create the talking points off of reality. Does that mean we're 100% right? No, we're about 97% right. But people say, is it the right stratagem to come out and say, they've stolen elections before, Hillary stole the nomination, let's stand up against her. And I say, it's the right thing to do to defend our election system, so stand up and speak out against it. See, as soon as we stop playing along with the fantasy land, as soon as we quit trying to change the whole fraudulent system and just admit it's a fraud, it begins to fall. And that's what they're scared about. They understand what we're doing. We're outside their spectrum. Now, briefly, we are listener supported. I want to thank you all for your support. We've been spending a lot of money right now. We got some big specials running. We've got free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com on thousands of items. And we've got three of our best-selling items discounted on top of it. 40% off Brain Force, about to sell out. 30% off DNA Force, very close to selling out. 30% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion Fruit Punch Drink. Great way to get your vitamins, minerals, and other key cofactors and amino acids. InfoWarsStore.com. Or InfoWarsLife.com for the nutraceuticals, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Your purchase makes what we do here possible. Also, on any orders, $50 or more, after the special's over, you get free shipping. But on top of that, currently, you sign up for auto ship, say on Vitamin Mineral Fusion or Brain Force or DNA Force. Those items are never out of stock because we hold them back for you, whether you want it on 15 days, 30 days, 90 days, you know, 6 months, a year. You sign up for auto ship, an additional 10% off, and you can cancel any time. But if you really want to support the broadcast, there are items everybody needs in there. Books and films and non-GMO open-pollinated heirloom seeds and shortwave radios and water filtration and air purifying systems and solar panel control and solar units. The very best cutting edge at the lowest prices. G-Shock watches, optics, a lot of other great items. InfoWarsStore.com is the big blanket site. InfoWarsLife.com is the subpage. And it is your purchases that fund this one-of-a-kind gem of an operation. The crew, everybody we've got here, what they're doing in the face of the programming, in the face of the brainwashing, putting out a counter-narrative so patriots worldwide know they're not alone, that we are the sleeping majority of humanity that is awakening, and that great things are happening. Now, we're going to have open phones in the next hour. I got a bunch of special reports we haven't aired that are extremely powerful. We've got big jihad news, big economy news, and so much more. Election 2016. I'm Alex Jones. 3 hours left. I'll be hosting for 2 more hours. The David Knight's coming in.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.